This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, guess what? Joe Brady is already going a little bit earlier than expected, so let's throw it down to one Bills drive right now. Here's the Bills offensive coordinator.
All set when you guys are.
Joe, there hasn't been a ton of time on pass with Josh and like Curtis this offseason, and even Elijah's newer person, Paul, or things like that. Where do you feel the chemistry is at with that group, Josh, with those receivers?
Yeah, I feel good about where their chemistry is. I think anytime until you start going through just live, you know, you get the game action, you go through the live bullets and being able to see, you know, as I think all the chemistry is always just going to naturally grow throughout a season. You know, one thing when you're going against in practice, but, you know, Josh and Elijah are the two like new pieces, but everybody else, you know, I think Josh has a good feel of, you know, how they work, how they move, how to throw to them. And, you know, fortunately, Elijah and Josh got a lot of reps with him in this offseason, going back to even in OTA. So I feel really good about the group going into the season.
How has Keon continued to build on training camp and into the preseason?
Yeah, he's like I said all along, everything we've challenged him, you know, just taking another step of a guy going into a second year, right? And he's got the right mindset and, you know, the mentality that he's kind of going with and not setting any expectations or anything, you know, as long as he just keeps doing what he's been doing, good things are going to happen.
Last year, at least externally, there was a lot of questions about what your offense was going to look like. With just the departures and the new personnel that you had, how much more comfortable do you feel going into this season? There's a couple new pieces, but it is largely the same core group that you guys had last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I felt confident going into last season. I feel confident because of the guys that we have. You know, we have a great coaching staff, the players that I get to work with. I believe in what we do here, and I believe in, you know, how Bean evaluates and bringing guys in to kind of fit what we're looking for. And so I don't think you're ever in a comfortable setting, right? You're always trying to find ways. You got to get better. I got to get better. Our offense has to get better. But, you know, my approach and my mindset, I kind of feel the exact same way going into the season. I'm excited. I'm ready to see these guys kind of go out there and do what they do.
From an offensive standpoint, what have you seen from this revamped defensive line and the way that they've been able to grow from rookie camp, but you know, going against your unit?
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously there was a focus on, you know, improving that offensive line clearly, and you know, it hasn't been fun going against them, right? You know, we've added some vet, you know, a guy like Joey Bosa with you know, with his experience and, you know, getting to see him just live in action. I'm happy that he's on my team and not having to go against him anymore, at least, you know, especially in practice. And then seeing those young guys come in, you know, I obviously like the depth of that team, or that unit. But again, it's all those things you're going to get a feel once you get out there. You know, we've been going against each other every single day. We know how each other rushes, how each other blocks. You know, now it's about, hey, how can we apply it now going out on the field? No different for our offense line and some of our young guys like Jackson Hawes, right? He's been an absolute stud, you know, in the run game for us now. How's it going to look like when he's out there? You know, so I'm sure it's the same thing for the defensive line. Yeah, he was, I know it's the tight end position, especially coming out of college, is one where it's a lot of just like receiving tight ends. And so that was so exciting of watching Jackson Hawes, because might be, and I don't want to ever just like put a guy into like, hey, he's a blocker, but he's the best blocking tight end we've evaluated. The way that he kind of comes out. And so it makes life a little easier for us, you know, we hope, in terms of at least game planning, knowing, we don't necessarily always have to put a jumbo out on the field, right? He's been everything we've wanted. Again, he's a rookie, right? Just like all this, we're going to get a feel of the action as he goes out there. But, Hawsey's been great. You know, he's learning. And when you go and get to block Joey Bosa and Greg Russo every single day, you're only going to continue to grow. And excited about, his growth, and excited to watch him go play football on Sunday.
What challenges do the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, they've been a great defense for such a long time, right? I mean, I know from Josh's standpoint, obviously in the pass game, but really at all levels of their defense, they don't really have a lot of weaknesses, right? And that's why we had opportunity to play them in the playoffs last year, right? You don't get to the playoffs without having that, and obviously I think, and they've improved their unit, they obviously drafted in D-line, drafted some in the secondary. And so there's not really a weakness to the defense. And as always, you're going to go into a season, you really can just go off of what they did the previous year, and you're going to have to figure out a way to adjust and adapt as it kind of goes. But it's going to be a great opportunity, a great challenge for us. Yeah, I obviously wasn't good playing football, and so I had to coach. But one of the greatest rewards is seeing the guys that you love, you care for, you want to do everything, seeing them have success, that's everything. And so seeing those guys, I've had an opportunity since I've been here. I saw them when they were rookies, seeing their transformation and their growth, and then to be rewarded with the contract, and then I know you guys might not necessarily see it all, but just see how that it hasn't changed either of them. I'm so grateful that I get to coach those guys. But I love that, you know, nothing's kind of changed for them. And that's why, you know, that's why they're a part of us. And that's why we're hoping that they're going to have another great year, just because they don't really change their process since the rookie year to now. It's pretty impressive.
How important is physicality to your approach to coaching offense?
Yeah, a lot of people always put physicality as a defense, but like, there's no reason your offense can't be a defensive philosophy. You know, like, just what I mean by that is like, people are always kind of saying, hey, offense has to be this. You want to be explosive. You want to be fast. And then defense, you're going to be the physical, but you know, the physical group, but like, you don't have to always have that approach, right? Like, you know, we want to obviously put the ball down and have a physical game. And we know that the outfit that we're going against this weekend feels the exact same way. Right. And so, can't ask for a better opportunity to start the season, great teams, obviously off of last year, where we're both going to have to earn it this year. But, the physicality, that's usually how the game kind of goes, right? You don't look at the scoreboard, and usually the most physical team wins.
Where have you seen growth for Ray Davis in year two?
I think the biggest thing is just, learning, I think I might have spoken on this a little bit, but just learning the schemes. And I know that sounds obvious, but really the nuances to the, all right, I know my assignment. I'm an offensive player. I know on this play, the run is to the right. But now understanding the defense, of how the defenses play, okay, we're playing the Baltimore Ravens. They might play, their D-line might play like this different than last week, and how the offensive line is going to approach the blocks differently. And, you know, just him asking the questions and him understanding that element of, all the things that look like, hey, we're just running the exact same play, but yet it's very different week to week. And so it's been cool to see him now. Last year was just like trying to figure it out, where now it's like slowed down kind of, and You know, he was such a huge part for us last year, and so excited to see now him take another step year two, just like Keon. Yeah, look, I think the perk is I've obviously been with Curtis for a while, right? So I know the value that Curtis brings. You know, you felt him in the playoffs last year, right? You know, I didn't do a good enough job early in the season last year, you know, getting him integrated into the offense. And so I got to make sure I do a better job this year. You feel his speed when he's out there. He makes plays and the ball in his hands, good things happen. And so he's a guy that obviously unfortunate for the injuries that he had and how long he was out there. But when he's on the field, good things happen. And similar to, you know, John's question earlier, is like, we know him. Josh has chemistry with him, understands him. So it's a seamless transition. Hey, you come back in. It's like, hey, I know how this guy kind of runs the routes. And so I don't expect there to be a hiccup from that. Yeah. Yeah. Usually I'm speaking to you guys on Mondays, right? So it's right after a game and you're just trying to figure it all out going into a, you know, now it's like, hey, wrap up the last game and kind of move on to the next one. This one's a little different, right? Because you're in the middle of the game planning process and you have so much tape on a previous opponent that their last game was on them. So you can try to, the hardest thing right now is trying to make sure you don't do too much, right? And so balancing the emotion of, you know, trusting your guys and allowing them to do what they can do. But I'm always, my brain never stops throughout the week until, like, you know, kind of Saturday we go home, then I kind of take a reset, and then I always walk into a game confident, and not because of the game plan, but just because of the guys we got. It's, you know, I should feel that way. But in the middle of the week, man, it's you never feel like you're going to get it all in, and you're trying to figure out how you're, you know, finish third down today. We'll start red zone tonight, and trying to figure out how to score some touchdowns. So it's kind of like this all week. I'm not the best personality during the week, but we'll find a way. We'll be ready to go on Sunday night. Yeah, I just like I ask our players, you know, it's my job to, you know, my biggest fear is not being prepared, and right, and so sometimes that can be a negative, right? You can almost sometimes look at too much or try to overthink things, but there's nothing greater than being able to call plays, right? And I get to go out there and do what I love, you know, with the guys that I love, and so I'm excited. I know you can see it with the great energy I'm bringing right now. But, yeah, I'll be excited. I'll be fired up. But then once you go up into the box, man, and you're as calm, focused, and you're trying to get into that flow state and try to find and get in a rhythm of the game and how the pulse. But it's going to be an incredible environment, right? You're at home, high mark. I mean, you got to embrace it, acknowledge it. It's the reality of what it is. But once the ball kicks off, you know, everything kind of gets silenced right there, and we're just playing football, and I got to make sure I'm doing a good job of getting a feel and a pulse of the guys as the game's going, knowing that, hey, the first game there's going to be some natural, you know, anxiety, anxiousness, and then eventually slow down and we can play some football.
Everybody has a different definition of flow state. A lot of players talk about being in that flow state. What's the flow state for you?
That's a great question. I'm still trying to figure it out. The flow state for me is when I feel like I'm the plays I'm calling, Josh is making them work. You know, that's usually where it's at. No, I don't think you're ever in a flow in a game. Just because, hey, you think you're in a rhythm and you're rolling, and just because a play, as soon as one drives over, you're kind of rolling for the next. So I think the biggest thing is just staying present, knowing that there's 60 minutes of a game. Like, to me, you're whether you're in a flow or not. There's so many peaks and valleys of a football game, and if you try to get too high, too low, you know, you can start bad, but it's like, okay, we didn't start strong. Let's figure out what we got to do. You know, and so to me, really, it's just making sure my flow is just not changing my process, and knowing that I got a long game, you know, until that clock strikes zero, man, they have an opportunity to win the game, and so do we. And so, I'm still trying to figure out that flow. Awesome. Thank you guys.
All right, that is Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. He was speaking down at One Bills Drive. Perfect timing here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show for us, hopefully to go to Bobby Babich very shortly, but he'll be speaking soon. The Bills will be on the practice field in just a little while. They'll be inside today. They'll actually be practicing inside, I'm sure, due to the rain and the weather and a wet field. You don't want guys slipping around out there, but they'll be inside the field house today practicing. Just got that alert from the Bills. So that will happen today. Then we'll get another injury report later. And, of course, all eyes will be on Tre'Davious White on the injury report. Is he practicing today? Is he not practicing today? Our Paul Hamilton, by the way, is down at practice today because I'm here at Northtown Automotive for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here at Northtown Kia, and you can get to Western New York's number one Kia dealer right now for Telluride tailgates happening all month. Get the 2025 Telluride for only $399 a month for just 24 months. You can start shopping at northtownkia.com. So while I'm here, Paul Hamilton is down at One Bills Drive, so make sure you're following Paul today on Twitter at pham1717. He'll give you an update on who's practicing and who's not. We'll have an official update from the Bills a little bit later. And then, of course, we're going to be dialed into what the Babich can be a little bit later. Thank you. I'm getting no word now. So we might not have Bobby Babich, which is fine. You'll be able to hear him on the on demand at WGR550.com. So Bobby Babich appears to be speaking a little bit later, and you'll be able to hear that a little bit later here on the on WGR Sports Radio 550, and maybe even during One Bills Live. So make sure you're tuned in today. What I was going to say, though, was we're also going to be dialed into the Ravens injury report. And the reason is because there are three key players on the Ravens that may not play in this game, and we don't know yet. Jaire Alexander, a very, very big addition to their defense in the offseason, had not practiced since August 4th. He had his knee drained. He's had knee issues. He comes over from the Packers, former first-round pick, immensely talented player. But he's had knee injuries. He hasn't practiced. He just started practicing again yesterday. What does that mean for Sunday? He could very well be out there. I wouldn't doubt it that he's out there. My question is, though, what kind of shape is he in if he's out there to be playing? And honestly, if Jaire Alexander's playing, I might want to attack him and see, to be honest with you. Go to attack him. What's his knee look like? Can he hold up right now? Is he the same player right now that he might not be and might be different than, 6 weeks from now as he ramps it up a little bit more? So that's interesting to see, but we'll see if he actually winds up playing. But he is practicing. Isaiah Likely, their tremendously talented young tight end, not playing this week. That is the report, not playing this week. That came out yesterday from Ian Rappaport. We also know he didn't practice. He has he broke his foot. He's been out for several weeks. Looks like he's going to return at some point in the next few weeks, but this is not the week. The big one that I'm really watching, and I say big with, literally and figuratively, is Patrick Ricard, their 300-pound fullback or whatever he is. This is a man that really, really helps their run game, gets their run game going. And we saw what he did last year against Ed Oliver on the wham block early in the game where Derrick Henry took it to the house, right? So that was a really, really key moment of the game that swung the whole game right from the beginning. And obviously, he's somebody they rely on when they get in short yardage situations. They put Derrick Henry, I should say, behind Lamar Jackson. They hand it off. He runs right behind Patrick Ricard. How do you stop that, right? How do you stop that? It's just so tough. And, yeah, the Bills have to have all hands on deck, as Sean McDermott said yesterday, all hands on deck to make sure you're stopping Derrick Henry. As Sean McDermott said, lots of guys try to do it. Very few can contain him, Derrick Henry. It takes all 11 on the field. And what scares me in this game about Derrick Henry is he's going to be fresh, right? It's the first game of the year. Derrick Henry's going to be fresh, so they're going to hand him the ball. But, look, if they don't have Patrick Ricard and they don't have Isaiah Likely, the job becomes a bit different for the Bills. They don't have that fullback who's huge, monstrous, running right at them. And they also don't have, their tight end who's a really good blocker to be able to do that. So I think that, having them, not having them, not only impacts how they play, it impacts how the Bills defend them. The Bills have, in the last several years, gone with a base defense at times against the Baltimore Ravens. When I say base defense at times, what do I mean? They go with three linebackers. The Bills traditionally do not play three linebackers. They generally play two linebackers plus a nickel corner and Taron Johnson. The Bills play five defensive backs instead of three linebackers. Most teams do that, but not as often as the Bills. Without Ricard coming into the game, I wonder if they would just stay more in nickel defense and not put as much base on the field. Now, if he does play and he comes on the field, I think the Bills do go to three linebackers more, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's Shaq Thompson.
Shaq Thompson, who joined the team, former Carolina Panthers first-round pick, played with Sean McDermott. He's a little bit older, had an injury a couple years ago, I think early last year, but recovered now, makes the team, and I think he has a role in this team. So we'll see about how the Bills want to play it on Sunday night, but I think a lot of it is going to be how they match up personnel-wise, if or if not, Patrick Ricard or and or Isaiah Likely wind up playing for the Baltimore Ravens. All right, down here at Northtown Kia, Sal Capaccio with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Just want to remind you to get to Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer all month long for Telluride tailgates. Get the 2025 Telluride for only $399 a month for just 24 months. Start shopping at northtownkia.com. And right now, get 0% plus more on virtually every model. These offers are limited and only available at Northtown Kia. Get to Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Hey, we got some stuff going on this weekend. I told you about Rally on the River. It's going to be awesome. Rally on the River is at Riverworks coming up on Saturday, and it's going to be Sports Talk Saturday with Derek and Joe. I'm going to be joining them. They're going to be on from 10 to 2. I'm going to join them from 12 to 2 live at Riverworks. Come on down. Bring the family. Bring the kids. It's going to be awesome. It is called their Home Opener Festival. They're going to have not only Sports Talk Saturday with all of us, but Mafia Boat Parade at 1 o'clock, official after party at 3, autographs with Deion Dawkins, live music, local vendors, rides, bounce houses, chalk artists. And here's the best part. It's free. Admission's free. So get to Rally on the River on Saturday at Buffalo Riverworks. You can go to buffaloriverworks.com to make sure you're a part of that. Going to be really cool. All right, we also have a game on Sunday night, obviously, to talk about. We're going to be on it all day here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We'll have your pregame coverage throughout the day. We're going to be down at the stadium. And for those of you going to the game on Sunday, I just want to tell you, tomorrow you need to listen to Andy Major. Andy Major, Vice President of the Bills, he is going to be on with Jeremy and Joe tomorrow morning. I'm not sure exactly what time, I'll have to check, but Andy Major is going to be on. And here's why I tell you that. There's a lot of stuff going on down at the stadium when you drive there, parking, the new stadium, the construction, you're going to want to be aware of. And Andy spoke to the media yesterday and said they've lost about 1,000 parking spots because of some of the construction going on this year. So how's that all going to look? How's it all going to work? So
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Tomorrow morning, make sure you're tuned in to Jeremy and Joe, because Andy Major is going to join Jeremy and Joe. He's going to go through everything on what you need to know for the new stadium, the ingress, the egress, meaning getting into the stadium, getting out of the stadium, the parking. I'm going to guess and say to everybody here, you're going to want to get there a little bit earlier than you normally do. Now, it's an 8:20 p.m. start. All right, so it's not 1. And if you go at 1, you normally leave at 10, you might want to leave at 9 or 8:30, right? That's just my advice. If you normally go at 3 o'clock for an 8 o'clock game, maybe you want to go at 2 o'clock. I'm just throwing it out there so that you can make sure that you get there on time and get everything you have done. And if you haven't seen the new stadium across the street, oh my gosh. I mean, who doesn't have a camera these days? We all have phones, right? I was going to say bring a camera. You might want to bring a nice camera, but we all have phones, smartphones. Maybe you don't. Bring something to take some pictures, because if you haven't seen the new stadium coming full throttle basically across the street, it's pretty amazing. And you're going to want to take some pictures of that as well. And it is the final home opener at Highmark Stadium. So it's going to be a special year. It's going to be a really, really fun day and fun night on Sunday. We got you covered right here. All day long, all night long on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'll come back here to Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer, for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We will, if Bobby Babbage starts early, we'll play that for you. If he starts around 11:50, we won't have that opportunity. So just keep it here. You never know. Keep your head in a swivel. I'll be back after this timeout here on WGR.
Yeah, I would say it's somewhat unusual that their last game was us. For us, they were our second-to-last game, and so the data, it really hasn't changed much. And you don't know every year when you open the unknowns, you know, what plays they may have put in, what plays maybe we put in, and personnel has changed a little bit. They're a strong team. They've seemed to add every year to their core, which has been very talented and full of playmakers and guys that create issues. You know, they've done a good job with their draft, I think, year to year, and added some help from a veteran standpoint. They do a really good job as far as building the roster. They're well-coached. You know, it'll be a big challenge for us.
Sean McDermott right there. He spoke yesterday to the media down at One Bills Drive. We have heard also from Joe Brady today. Bobby Babbage going to speak, and then we'll have a practice and injury report, and we'll get your Thursday rolling into tonight. What do you think, Cowboys-Eagles? I think the Eagles take care of business tonight. I just think the Cowboys are in a really going to be having a tough year. And I mean, look, and week one, anything can happen, right? Heck, the Bills beat the Patriots 31-0 one time week one. And then at the end of the year, things were way different than that. You never know what can happen week one for sure. Remember, the Bills lost to the Jets a couple years ago on week one. But, I mean, hey, you know, it's the Super Bowl champs. They're opening up at home. Dallas just does not have the same team without Micah Parsons especially, and Philly is loaded once again. So I like Philly big time tonight. And hey, and I'm the guy, I predicted Detroit beating Kansas City a couple years ago in that opener. I said it was going to happen right here. I sit in this chair and I said Detroit's beating Kansas City tonight, and they did that. I think the Eagles take care of business tonight. Hey, tomorrow, join Joe DiBiase at Rally House on McKinley Parkway, 3 to 5 p.m. Look for the best Bills gear in town. Head to Rally House with the most outrageous selection of Buffalo Bills merchandise anywhere. Jerseys, sideline gear, fan wear for you and even your pup. That's right. The biggest selection, the latest styles. Rally House is your Bills headquarters. WGR550.com is where you go for more details. Joe DiBiase tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. at Rally House on McKinley. Joe's brother, Louis DiBiase, joined me earlier today. You can find that interview on demand at WGR550.com. Louis DiBiase is the host of the Locked On Birds podcast covering the Eagles. So we talked a lot about what's happening tonight. Hey, the Bills, apparently, according to Aaron Wilson, who's a reporter in the NFL, he covers the NFL and the Texans out in Houston, but he's on top of a lot of these transactions that happen. The Bills are apparently signing Sam Franklin to their 53-man roster from their practice squad. Now, Sam Franklin is a special teams guy. That's what he does. He is a special teams ace, brother, right? I mean, he is a guy that is going to help you on special teams in a lot of different ways. He's not a return man. Like, he's not a guy that's going to be, you know, catching the ball and running it back, as that's Brandon Codrington's job on punts, and that's Brandon Codrington and Ty Johnson and Ray Davis on kickoffs, it looks like. So this is a signing that can help them cover kicks, block for, you know, on kickoffs, things like that. Remember what I said early in the show? A couple of things. Number one, special teams will be big in this game because new kickoff rules, new kicker for the Ravens, new special teams coordinator for the Bills, and the Bills have given up a special teams touchdown in three of their last four openers. It's wild to think about. Last year was DJ Dallas, the kick returner for the Cardinals, took one to the house. The year before that, the punt returner, Xavier Gibson, for the Jets in overtime, beat the Bills. Punt return in overtime after the Bills went 3-and-out on their first overtime possession. And then 2 years before that, 2021, the Steelers come to town. Bills have a tough go of it all day. TJ Watt has a really good day. And then, of course, the Bills have a blocked punt return that goes the other way for a touchdown. So 3 of the last 4 years, the Bills have given up a special teams touchdown in the opener. Can't let that happen in a game like this. You got to be able to, you know, make sure you're buttoned up in that phase of the game. And it's going to be a bigger phase now with these new rules on kickoff returns, because you're going to have, you know, teams starting at the 35-yard line if there's a touchback, and I think teams don't want that to happen, so they're not going to kick touchbacks. They're going to kick it off to about the 5-yard line or the goal line, somewhere in there if they can, and then the return man is going to run it out. One thing that's interesting when you watch the kickoff returns this year is if the ball is kicked towards about the 5-yard line and you see the guy grab it, you do know the rule is if it's a touchback, it goes to the 35. You may say, well, why doesn't he just let it go in the end zone? I'm getting at 35. The reason is this. If the ball bounces before it hits the goal line and then rolls in the end zone, you get it at the 20. So it's got to go into the end zone on a fly for you to get it at the 35. If it bounces in the landing zone, we call it, from the goal line to the 20. If it bounces in the landing zone from the 20 to the goal line and then rolls in the end zone, you only get it at the 20-yard line. That's why it's important to catch that ball. There's also no hang time. It doesn't matter because nobody can move until the ball's caught. Think about it. What did it used to matter in football? It would be hang time. You'd pooch the ball up on a kickoff, and all your guys would run down there. And the higher you make it, the quicker, the longer they could run down there because the ball's in the air. Doesn't work like that anymore. Nobody can move until the ball's caught. So it doesn't matter how high it is. Everybody's going to start at the same time anyway after the ball's caught. So there's just so many different nuances. And that's last year's rule, too. But there's so many different nuances to this kick return rule that you have to think about. And the Bills have Brandon Codrington kicking, returning kicks. They have Ty Johnson. They have Ray Davis. We'll see if they use anybody else. Could it be Elijah Moore that's out there? I think Curtis Samuel has done it in his career. Punt returns. Brandon Codrington's your guy. Khalil Shakir can return punts, no doubt. We've seen that. He's been very good at it. I don't think they want to put their number one wide receiver they just gave $58 million to returning punts a lot. But he is a guy that they trust to catch the punt, make good decisions, and I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens. So today's the day we'll get a little bit more of the injury report as well. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Tomorrow on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Andy Major is going to join the morning show, then Sean McDermott's going to join me for his weekly radio interview. The first weekly radio interview of the 2025 season for Sean McDermott. We will get the injury report and injury designations for games with Sean McDermott tomorrow when he joins me right around 11. Could be a little before, could be a little after. Make sure you're tuned in. We'll talk all about what happened tonight between Cowboys and Eagles. And we're going to talk about tomorrow's game between the Chiefs and the Chargers as well. And then Sunday, it gets kicked off at 1 o'clock. Several games, Bucks-Falcons, two teams the Bills will play this year. Bengals-Browns, two teams the Bills will play this year. Dolphins, Colts, of course, will play the Dolphins twice, but you got some interesting games. Bucks, Falcons in the NFC South, Bengals, Browns in the AFC North, Dolphins are at the Colts. That game, if you watch the lines, that game's gone back and forth from like one team being a favorite to the other team being a favorite by like a half a point, so it's basically like a pick. Panthers, Jags, they get going at 1 o'clock as well. Interesting season for the Jags with Liam Cohen as their new head coach. Raiders and Patriots are on Sunday at 1, Cardinals at Saints at 1 o'clock, and of course, the rematch between, I shouldn't say rematch, the revenge games, I guess, for both quarterbacks. It's like the Steelers and Jets traded quarterbacks in the offseason, right? Justin Fields goes from the Steelers to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers goes from the Jets to the Steelers, and now they play each other on Sunday. So, revenge game for both. Giants at Commanders also at 1 o'clock. Then you get to the 4:05 window. Titans, Broncos at 4:05. 49ers at Seahawks. That's 4:05. 4:25 games, Lions, Packers, Texans, Rams, and of course Sunday Night Football, Ravens, Bills. It doesn't stop there. Vikings, Bears is your first Monday night game of the year. Josh, are you in any survivor or loser pools?
I am not. I didn't jump in on any of those this year, but I kind of regret it because I wish I would have.
Oh, Well, it's not too late. Just get with Paul. Paul Hamilton runs one every year.
So, all right.
You can join him with Paul.
And
we'll have to. I'll get you hooked up with him, and you can talk with him about it. But they are different. A survivor pool is you pick one team to win each week, but you can't pick the same team more than once, right?
Right.
Loser pool is you got to pick one team to lose each week, and you can't pick the same team more than once. The reason they're different, I think loser pool is hard. Because a loser pool, you take the one of the worst teams in the league, but then you can't use them the rest of the year. In a survivor pool, you could just keep going against a team that stinks.
Right, you can't pick the Saints every single week, but you can pick the team that's playing the Saints every single week.
In a survivor pool, you can.
Right,
that's right. In a loser pool, you pick the Saints, and then after that, you can't pick them anymore because you got to pick another team to lose. If that makes sense, right?
Yeah,
that's how Paul's work. So, in week one, though, everything's on the table. My survivor pool, what do you think? I think I'm going to go with the Broncos to beat the Titans. I'll take the Titans to be the loser, the Broncos to be the winner of my survivor. Do you think that's a good pick?
Yeah, I think that's a safe pick. I mean, I don't know what the Titans are going to be this year with Cam Ward.
Right.
You know, if that offense is going to be really doing anything. But the Broncos finished last year really strong. I think the Broncos are going to be a problem this year that people don't expect.
Let's hope they are for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Thursday live from Northtown Kia on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babbage speaking right now. One Bills drive. Let's send it down.
Not only is he talented, but the amount he's pouring into his craft is really cool to see. Yeah, he's improved in football. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean he's just a lot of aspects of his game have improved. I mean, the talent was there. It was a little bit, you know, if you want to say unstructured, you know, but you know the attention to detail, some of the fundamentals that we use. I mean, it's come a long way, and it's really fun to watch. That's the cool stuff you see in coaching and why you coach.
With Dorian, have been talking to some people who know him about how competitive he is. How do you see that show?
Dorian Strong. Absolutely competitive. I mean, you're not going to make it in this league if you're not competitive. So, I mean, it's, you know, the competitive nature, to your point, is there to where he should down the road. There's going to be bumps. You know, he's a rookie. And whenever his time comes to play, whenever that may be, it'll be, you know, he'll have to deal with those. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
One start, but he's still an inexperienced young player who's been in the system, but you know hasn't been potentially in a situation.
It's funny. I was talking to someone the other day, and it's like, you know, Jamarcus is the type of guy that he doesn't say a lot. I don't know if you guys have interviewed him, but he's not real talkative, great personality, great dude. But he kind of just lays in the weeds, and then all of a sudden you're like, dang, man, that dude had a good practice, or you know what I mean? So it's funny because he just kind of lays in the weeds and he does the little things right. He's competitive, like you were talking about, and it's cool to see his growth from, you know, you guys know the story about how we acquired him, so really cool.
What is it like having all those? You mentioned there's some guys in that room that are quiet and a little more reserved, and then there's Tre'Davious, obviously.
Yeah.
What is that room like on a day-to-day basis with those, different personalities?
You talking the corners or the defense in general?
More corners, yeah.
The corners? Yeah, that's an interesting group, that's for sure. It's interesting. I would say the majority of them are pretty quiet, you know. That's not to say anything other than, I mean, they put their head down and go to work, you know, and it's pretty impressive. You know, CB and Trey kind of lead that room, and the most important thing is that guys are themselves, but they're, you know, the young guys are attaching themselves to those vets, which is what you want to see, because clearly Trey and Christian have done such a good job over their career so far, that's who you want to attach yourself to.
As a defensive coordinator, what does it mean to you to have somebody like Christian, who spends so much of his time after practice in the locker room, kind of pouring into some of these?
Christian Benford. Christian Benford overall is just unbelievable. It's his work ethic. It's the way he goes about his business. It's his consistency in everything he does. I can't tell you how many times we'll just be sitting in there watching practice age training camp, and you just try to find stuff to critique on him, and you're like, the common thread with him is you just keep saying, God, CB just does everything right. He just does everything right, you know, and which I know all of us as coaches, myself, Joe Dana and Jamile, I mean, it's so good to be able to use him as an example, which I did for the young guys in front of the whole defense for training camp, because it's coach's dream to be able to do that.
All right, that is Bobby Babich, Bills defensive coordinator. We can you'll hear the rest of that at WGR550.com. We'll keep it on demand for you. In the meantime, you can also hear Louis DiBiase, who joined me a little bit earlier, Locked On Birds, and Syracuse University athletic director John Wildhack. Thanks a lot to Josh Schmidt for producing today. Thanks to everybody here at Northtown Kia. Thanks to the fans who came by to say hi as well. Thank you for listening. Sabres Live up next. One Bills Live after that. Of course, tonight it's going to be Cowboys and Eagles, and it's right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.